guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. We're continuing in our journey through Romans today. We're going to be thinking about the whole of Romans 10, but particularly focusing on Romans 10, verse 5 to 15. This is what God's word says. Verse 5. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven," that is to bring Christ down, "or who will descend into the deep," that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? "The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart." That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, rich and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Awesome. Well, we're back looking at Romans, and I'm joined with Ryan. And Ryan, as we look at this passage, you know, there's been so much in Romans that's thrown us back to the Old Testament.
Yeah.
The imagery has been so helpful. But as we read this last verse here, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, there's a moment in Israel's history that's sort of important to think about and kind of, I don't know, be grounded in before we look at this passage. So I wonder, you know, can you set the context for us of where verse 15 comes?
Yeah, sure. So verse 15 is coming, is a quote that Paul's taking from Isaiah 52. One of the helpful things to know when New Testament guys quote the Old Testament, it's not just quoting a verse, but just a whole section in which it comes.
Yeah.
And so he's really talking about, as Isaiah talks to God's people in exile in Babylon. So if you take your head back into the Old Testament history books and how through the kings, David, Solomon, and then the two kingdoms after Solomon was split, Israel in the north, Judah in the south, Syria came and conquers Israel, takes a bunch of them into exile in Assyria. Then Babylon rises up, comes in and destroys Judah and takes a bunch of them away into exile. And Isaiah is writing into that context and saying, hey, this is why you where you are. But hey, remember, God's going to send a Messiah. He's going to come.
Yeah.
He's going to rescue you. And so in many ways, although the books in the Bible, Old Testament, do say that Israel physically kind of come out of Babylon, but spiritually the Jews in Jesus's day still held this conviction that they were still in this kind of spiritual exile.
Yeah.
God's glory hadn't come back to the temple. God's presence wasn't kind of as physically close with them as it once was. And so they're kind of waiting for this Messiah to come.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, as you talk about that, like if you ever read through the Old Testament, often the enemy of God's people is Babylon.
Mm.
Often, you know, it is a description to be away from God, is to be living in Babylon,
yeah,
exiled in Babylon. And so there's this sense throughout the whole Old Testament that, you know, once God kind of leaves his people, hands them over to their desires, that they're always living in exile. They're always living in the sense of Babylon. Mm. But there's this hope that Isaiah gives that one day someone will come with beautiful feet.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful feet because they bring the good news.
Mm.
The good news of how to return home. You know, not just home to Israel, but home to God. Now, that's helpful context. Because you get, you know, Romans really, we've been talking a bit about this, of how it is the story of how we're brought home.
Yeah.
But even here in this passage from verse 5 through to verse 13, you get this message of how people are saved. And it's not just the feet, you know, not just absent, you know, whose feet do they belong to and how they're saved, but he actually names it and calls it and says, no, it's Jesus who's going to bring this good news. So talk to us a bit about that, because there's such beauty and power in this message here of what Jesus does.
Yeah, so Paul is kind of speaking to this question about, well, if we can all be sons of God, adopted, like, what about the Jews? Like, is there a place for them? Does he treat them any differently? It's like, no, again, he kind of doubles down on this, like, no, we're all in the same boat, not just because of our sin, but because of there's one Lord. And he relates to us all in the same way. And so he says, yeah, we are all saved through the person and work of Jesus. Mm. Verse 9 and 10 there, he's talking about the one who believes in his heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead will be saved. And from the heart, the mouth speaks. And so it's as if, well, it's not just as if, Jesus is the Messiah who came, who kind of is the one who has the beautiful feet.
Yeah.
And he would actually come and rescue God's people, those who have faith in him, by dying and rising from the dead. And Isaiah talked about this, that the Messiah would be the one who would suffer. Mm. Often we call him the suffering servant in Isaiah, and he would come and he would lay his life down for the sin of his people so they might be brought back to God.
Yeah, I love that. You know, verse 9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then again, everyone who calls on the name in verse 13 of the Lord will be saved. And so as you just said there, the first person with the beautiful feet, you know, the first person for Israel, it might have actually been the person saying, hey, we're going back.
Yeah.
You know, we're going back home. You read about this in Ezra and Nehemiah. There's a sense of, hey, we're going back to Israel. Mm. But there was always something lacking for Israel. But then the truer prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus. The person with beautiful feet is Jesus. He's the one who really did bring them home. And I just love the imagery then that you think about that. If Jesus is the one with beautiful feet, you know, you picture him on the cross. Like, the feet are beautiful because they're covered in blood. They're beautiful because they're dripping. They've got the nails, you know, nails pushed into his feet, holding him to that cross. And they're beautiful because they actually declare something in that moment, that sin is dealt with, that the punishment is death, but that Jesus is taking that on his shoulders. It's so good just to actually go, first and foremost, the beautiful feet of Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
It's his feet. But then there's this sense that actually we can partake in this as well, and we too can have beautiful feet.
Yeah.
And so how do we do that? Well, he says, you know, when you speak about Jesus, you too have beautiful feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's in the flow of of Romans, it's we all can have this good news of being brought home to the Father through who Jesus is and what he's done. And we are then put in this beautiful position, as Paul and Isaiah tell us, to then actually follow Jesus, walk in his way of then kind of holding out that good news for others. And the reason is, how it's we talk about Jesus, we hold out the promise, and it's through people's faith that they're saved in him.
As we read this passage today, there is a comfort and a challenge that flows out of Romans chapter 10. The first thing is the comfort. When we look to Jesus hanging on the cross, we see beautiful feet. And we see beautiful feet because Jesus' feet in that moment are covered in blood. And that is the message, that our God has died to take our place, that here is the Savior of the world who has died to take the punishment that people deserve. And the comfort for us is that if we declare with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then we can know that we'll be saved. We can be saved because of Jesus and what he did at the cross. There's such beauty in Jesus' death, and it's worth holding on to that. But the second thing is a challenge. And the challenge for us is, in light of this, that we too can now partake in having beautiful feet. And we can have beautiful feet when we go and tell people about the message of Jesus. So today, wherever you are, I want to encourage you. We want to encourage you from God's word. Paul wants to encourage you. And God wants to invite you to partake in this, to tell people about the life-saving, life-giving message of Jesus, the one who died and rose again. This is a comfort for us and a challenge, so let's take this with us wherever we are today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.